60 seconds, 3 contestants, 1 prize. And the clock.
And the clock.
It's ticking.
It's ticking.
Oh, don't know. Guess.
Fast.
Fast.
It's time to play Mooney's Monday Quiz. So we're actually going to do it today on Monday. Can you believe it?
I don't believe it.
Anyway, Katrina's in. Katrina, how are you today?
I don't believe it either.
Grant,
very
what is
well,
our prize?
You. Our prize is a 2-night break. It's for 2 adults and 2 children sharing a family room in the Marina Hotel in Waterford. It can be used any time next week during the school midterm break from the 27th until the 31st of October. And in the prize, Derek, you get breakfast on both mornings, dinner on an evening of your choice, and 4 passes to the House of Horrors in Waterford's Forum venue, and you can choose to use them at their afternoon tour, which is No Scare, or their evening tour, which is described as Scary. So it's your choice. And everybody today who takes part in the quiz is going to get one of these, an elf on the shelf. He's a toy. He sits in your home. He magically reports back to Santa Claus on whether the boys and girls have been naughty or nice. Hot toy for Christmas, I'm told. Mm-hmm. The Road Safety Authority sent us in a big box of bicycle lights to keep you safe while you're out cycling on these darker nights, so we're going to send some of those out, and the runners up today are going to get a copy of a photographic book we discussed on the show a couple of weeks ago, Doorstep Wilderness by Paul Hughes.
That elf on the shelf is interesting because it's the kind of toy for pre-Christmas, but
yeah,
it's the toy that the children aren't allowed to touch.
No, you're not allowed to touch it.
No,
the idea
because
is
the little elf on the shelf.
Yeah, and the elf moves around magically every day. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you wake up in the morning as a child and you come down to your living room, and the elf could be on the mantelpiece. On the next morning you wake up, the elf could be on the kitchen table. He moves around magically and he disappears at night. And this is all done by magic, where he goes back to the North Pole and reports back to Santa on the boys and girls in that particular house and whether they have been good or bad in the run up to Christmas. And Santa bases a lot of his decisions on what the elf tells him if they have an elf in the house.
He's going to find out who's been naughty and nice, not quite rappy. Anyway, okay, who's player number one?
Player number one is Nicola Dewey. She is in Delvin in County Westmeath.
Nicola Dewey.
Hello, Derek.
There's a lovely name, Dewey. How do you spell Dewey?
How do you spell Dewey?
Yeah.
D-E-W-E-Y.
And where does that name come from?
It could either be American or Welsh. I know there was an Admiral George Dewey.
Oh, yeah, what did he
New
do?
New York, yeah.
What did he do?
He admires.
He
what did Dewey do?
What did Dewey do, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
there a, no, I could be wrong, isn't there a Dewey decimal system?
There is.
There is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also a Dewey and Malcolm in the Middle, so I don't know which one we're connected to.
Malcolm in the Middle is finished now. They've got just the middle. Is that what it's called now?
Yeah, the middle, yeah.
The middle, which is just not the same.
No, never the same.
It's like the original bag of crisps. Don't have a second one. It's not going to taste the same.
I've thought of another Dewey as well. Didn't Donald Duck have a nephew called Dewey?
Yes. Huey, Louie and Dewey.
That's it.
Well, we never lived that one down.
What are you doing with yourself today?
Today I'm at home with my lovely children. My little boy has tonsillitis, so I'm just keeping a close watch on him.
And what are you giving him?
I'm giving him jelly, ice cream, ice pops, anything.
And is he going to have the tonsils removed?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely,
dear.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they say that it's better to have it done when you're a kid.
Exactly,
get it done and get it over with. I don't think they like taking them out when you get that little bit older, but they do. But I think it's a little bit more traumatic for you. I think you kind of forget about it much quicker when you're younger, don't you?
Yeah, I'll get the job done now before he starts school next year, please God.
What's his name?
His name is George.
And how old is George?
He's 4.
Okay. You want to say something?
Yeah, no, Robin, my young one, got her tonsils out last year. And I do not know myself this year. Because last year, kind of every second week, there was a sore throat, there was an earache or whatever. And we have none of that this year.
Absolutely.
Because the now, we had a rough, obviously, week after it and all that. So it was a little bit sore, but nothing too horrendous, but a little bit sore. And everyone was very brave, but you won't know yourself, Nicola, and neither will your little son.
Exactly. It's one trip to the doctor after the next in this house for the past few months. So
oh, no. What's going
now,
on? Is it because of the tonsils? You're not sick yourself, are you?
Yeah, no tonsils. Yeah.
And are you sick?
Oh, no, I'm not sick.
Oh, you're not sick. Are you?
Just himself, unfortunately.
But who's going to the dentist next Friday?
That would be me.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I have to have 4 wisdom teeth removed.
Oh, you must be very brainy. Four wisdom teeth.
Exactly, yeah, that's it. So I don't know how clever I'll be next week, so I said I'll have a try at this today.
Oh, God, well, you really deserve to win, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Yeah, that's a lot of moral pressure for the other two contestants to follow you.
It kind of is. I hope they do the noble thing and
they
just
might, yeah.
Go out now.
They might just answer them incorrectly. Yeah. They should do that, really. But you know what? They probably won't.
No, I don't blame them.
Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck
indeed.
You have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can correctly. If you don't know the answer, you say pass, which gives you an opportunity to get the next question, and then I'll go from there. Katrina is the scrutineer and question setter, and you know she can be very tough. So sometimes we have to have arguments with her about what she accepts as an answer and what she doesn't accept as an answer. But so be very clear when you're answering, will you please?
I will indeed.
Because we do accept your first answer, correct, Katrina?
Correct.
Correct. All right, 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. Which of the following sports does not involve balls? Badminton, bowls or rugby?
Badminton.
What was turned into a coach to take Cinderella to the ball?
Pumpkin.
Can you tell me what sea creature is mentioned in the title of this song?
I'd like to be under the sea in an
octopus.
What might be served sunny side up?
An egg.
What sea was an amphitheatre in which gladiators fought in Rome?
Colosseum.
What is a stickleback? It is a hedgehog or is it a fish?
Hedgehog.
Yes, she has announced that she's just taking a break from her solo career. Can you name this Pink song?
Our hearts, we're not broken, just bent, and we can learn to love again.
Pass.
What M was King Arthur's wizard and prophet?
Merlin.
In which city is Aston Villa football team based?
Birmingham.
In the song, who swallowed a spider to catch a fly?
Pass.
The Springbok is the national game of which African country?
South Africa.
All right, you did very well, so you did. So hang on, don't hang up. So that was player number one. Player number one was Nicola Dewey, whose little boy George, who's only four, is going to have his tonsils removed, and she's going to have her four wisdom teeth removed. So no pressure on the next player, Kieran Henry. Hello, Kieran.
Hello.
Is it Kieran or Kieran?
It's Kieran.
Kieran, how are you getting on? What are you doing with yourself?
Well, I'm out doing a bit of gardening at the moment.
Oh, is that what you do for a living, or are you just doing a bit of a hobby?
Well, I do that, and I also am a board game designer.
Oh, have you designed any board games we know of?
We have a board game out called Foxes and Chickens.
What happens in the Foxes and Chickens?
It was launched in 2012.
Yeah.
And it's in Toy Master and World of Wonder and Art and Hobby.
Well, presumably the idea is that the foxes have to catch the chickens.
Yeah, there's four players, and each player has three foxes, and they set off from the outside of the board into the centre of the board where the coop is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to get a chicken, and then they have to make their way back. And it's great fun then, because if another fox lands on your fox and you carry in the chicken, they get your chicken. So the kids and parents now, they love it, you know, they have a great time playing it.
And I presume it's made here in Ireland, is it?
It's all made in Ireland. That's correct, yeah.
Whereabouts?
It's made in Hasbro down in Waterford.
Well, well done to you. And how many units have you sold so far if it came out in 2012?
We've sold up on about 4,000.
That's not bad. Maybe you'll sell a few more this year.
Well, hopefully now.
Well,
God.
It's been mentioned, foxes and chickens. And where did you get the inspiration for that? Is it because you like the outdoors or what?
It was in 2009 when I was calling over to my brother Dermot, who was a farmer, a small little farmer.
Yeah.
And, well, he's not small himself, but he's a small farm. And it was in November. Do you remember the awful bad frost?
Yeah.
And he was telling me that day how a fox called in and he robbed nearly all the chickens that he had.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, geez, that was an awful cheeky fox, like in the middle of the day, to know that it happened. So I kind of came up with the idea then about the board game from that.
Just like that. And did you find it hard to get it off the ground?
Well, would you believe it? It took us nearly 3 years.
I believe it, yeah.
Because we didn't know what we're doing. Do you know what I mean? It was all new to us. And even designing the game and everything, it took an awful lot of time and playing it and getting all the different tweaks and things right in it.
And who's it aimed at? Is it kind of children or is it adults? Or have you got kids yourself? Did you try it out on them?
Oh, we did, yeah. I have two kids myself, Keelan and Ethan. And along with their cousins who live next door. We had a lot of games and, you know, we're picking out all the mistakes as we're going along before we got it, what we were happy with, you know.
Well, so, you got it there and you got it onto the market. Well, the best of luck to you this coming Christmas.
Thanks very much.
Foxes and chickens there. You're not going to forget. That's an easy one to remember.
Right.
I'm told that you were in a, you were at a disco the other evening, something like that?
Oh, I was in Ballyhaunis, yeah.
Well, what,
well, it was only like in a pub, you know, a pub disco.
Oh, we're going to one of those next week, aren't we, Brenda? Well, it's not
a
pub disco. Yeah,
oh,
the vinyl,
vinyl night.
Night.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It's not a disco. This is about music.
Yeah.
It's a pub in Skerry's.
Ollie's.
Ollie's Bar. And they have, on every Tuesday night, people can come along with their old vinyl records and they'll play them. Because people are so proud of their vinyl records. And vinyl is back again and back with a bang. There are huge album sales with it. So we're going to bring along, I don't know if you've any vinyl records.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, I have one or two old Thin Lizzy ones, so I'm going to bring them
right,
along. So,
so
that's next Tuesday
week. Next Tuesday week.
Not tomorrow night, the following.
So that's where we'll be if you're around Skerry's. We'll see you in there. Anyway, you've 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. And I wish you the very best of luck. Are you ready?
I am, yes.
All right, here we go. According to the proverb, what should you make while the sun shines?
Hey.
In which country is the Taj Mahal?
Russia.
Can you tell me what sea creature is mentioned in the title of this song?
Pass.
Which indoor sport is sometimes called ping pong?
Sorry, what is it?
Which indoor sport is sometimes called ping pong?
Or table tennis.
On which date is Halloween celebrated?
The 29th of October.
What is the name of the donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Pass.
Can you name this pink song?
Pass.
What kind of building often has an upper area known as the gods?
Don't know. Pass.
Is a yellowhammer a type of shark or a bird?
It's a bird.
Well done, you got that one in. Indeed it is. Yellowhammer is a bird. Well done to you. I've got to give you an extra question, Katrina tells me. We'll find out why later on, but let me ask it to you anyway. So the Indian god Ganesh is usually depicted with the head of which animal?
Would it be a snake?
All right, we'll take that answer. Thank you very much indeed. Let's move on to player number three. Katrina, who's player number three today?
Player three is Aidan Deering. He is in Clondalkin in Dublin.
Aidan, are you in work today? Are you at home today? What are you doing with yourself? Hello, Aidan. Hello, Aidan. Right, we'll go to AA Road Watch and then we'll find Aidan just after this. Thank you very much indeed, Lane. Now, I believe we have Aidan again. Aidan Deering. Hello, Aidan.
How are you doing, Dick? How are you?
Very good to talk to you. So, are you at home today? Are you off today? Are you working today? What are you doing?
I'm off today. I work in Tesco, but I'm off today.
Oh, which Tesco are you in?
Tesco's up in the square, Tala.
That's not the one Mary Byrne was in, is it?
No, she was in Finglas.
Well, Ballyfermot, wasn't it?
Ballyferm. Mary was in.
Mary was in, all right, yeah.
And tell me, how long are you with Tesco?
A few years now, but a few years.
So you were there when Mary Byrne was in X Factor, because funny enough, I was actually watching the X Factor last night with you know who, Mary Byrne.
Really?
And if you, yeah, it was actually quite strange. It was a bit like celebrity, not that I'm a celebrity, but Mary is, Gogglebox.
Oh yeah.
You know, you're kind of sitting there and you're watching all the contestants coming on and you're, of course everybody's commenting on whoever's on telly and how good they are, how bad they are, what their dress is like, or should they have bothered singing that song. It was very interesting watching it with Mary Byrne. It was very strange, I have to say, because she's been through it.
Oh, she has, all right. She has indeed.
Yeah. But I noticed all evening she was sitting there fanning herself. What's all that about, Brenda?
Menopause.
Oh, is it really? Me or her?
You.
Anyway, so have you got children yourself now, Aidan? Have you?
I've got Darren and I've got 14 and 12.
So you've got two. So this would be perfect for you now, family of four and all that kind of stuff.
It'd be brilliant, as I was saying to your researcher, okay, yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. I'm just getting a little message. You were on Larry Gogan's Just a Minute quiz.
I was a few years back. I got a score about 16, I think it was, yeah.
Ooh, they suited you then.
Is that good?
That's excellent,
that's very
good.
Oh, it's very good.
Normally, I'd say 8 or 9 or 10 would be really very good, but 16.
That's right. And what did you win?
I won a couple of CDs, a book and tickets. I'm not too sure what the band was. Tickets to a gig anyway, yeah.
What a brutal prize. Is that the prizes he gives away in that Just a Minute quiz? Larry, what a brutal prize. Were you disgusted?
No, not at all, no. Like, there's cutbacks everywhere, so...
Leave Larry alone. I wouldn't have a word said about
anyway,
Larry.
Anyway, you know this thing has kind of got horror tours on it. Will you be okay for the horror tours?
Oh, of course. Well, as I said, I love any sort of creepy horror movie, whether it's the classic Psycho back in the 60s or up to today.
Well, then take your family along to the RTE Concert Orchestra. Are doing a show, aren't they? Mm. Is it in the National Concert Hall they're doing Psycho?
I think so, Psycho.
Because we heard them rehearse just before we came in today, and they're having the soundtrack. They're going to be performing the live music with the movie at the National Concert. Is it the National Concert Hall? I think it is. We'll find out where it is before the program's over. Will you check it, guys? And I'll give those details because it will be interesting for people. Okay, here we go. Wishing you the very best of luck. Aidan Deering from Clondalkin in Dublin at home today. 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. What is the name of the one-legged pirate in Treasure Island?
Long John Silver.
Which pop group did what Robbie Williams leave in 1995?
Take that.
Can you tell me what river creature is mentioned in the title of this song? What is 25% as a fraction?
A quarter.
Which Hans Christian Andersen character has a statue in Copenhagen?
The Little Mermaid.
What is the only US state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Can you name this pink song? What kind of animal ate Red Riding Hood's grandmother?
The wolf.
What can a polygraph do?
Detect lies.
Which Scottish hero was played by Mel Gibson in Braveheart?
Rob Roy.
If I am your mother's sister, what relation am I to you?
Auntie.
What American inventor devised a system of communication by sending coded dots and dashes by telegraph? Which pop icon has a daughter named Lourdes?
Madonna.
All right, you did very well indeed. Didn't do too badly at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. So Katrina's doing a little totty, mm-hmm. up-y.
Yes.
And do we have a tiebreaker situation?
We don't. We have an out-and-out winner, Derek.
So you can go through the wrongs and rights, if you wouldn't mind,
okay.
Please.
Okay, well, Kieran Henry is from Turin in County Mayo. He ended up with a score that didn't suit him of 3 out of 10, Derek. The ones that he got wrong, in which country is the Taj Mahal located? The answer was India. Now, we gave him an extra question because of question number 3. The question was, can you tell me what sea creature is mentioned in the title of this song? We should have said what sea creature is mentioned in the singer's name of the song. The answer was seal. Yeah, absolutely. On which date is Halloween celebrated? It's celebrated on October 31st. The donkey in Winnie the Pooh, his name was Eeyore. The pink song was Stupid Girls. The gods would be found in a theatre. And Ganesh, the Indian god, is usually depicted with the head of an elephant. So 3 out of 10 for Kieran Henry. Nicola Dewey was from Delvin in County Westmeath. She ended up with a score of 8 out of 11. The ones that she got wrong, a stickleback is a small fish. The pink song was Just Give Me a Reason. And who swallowed a spider to catch a fly? It was an old lady. So 8 out of 11 for Nicola. And then we come to Aidan Deering in Clondalkin, who was player number 3. The ones that he got wrong, the pink song was Get the Party Started, and Mel Gibson played the role of William Wallace in Braveheart, not Rob Roy. But with 11 out of 13, it is Aidan Deering who was off to the Marina Hotel in Waterford.
Oh, fantastic, Aidan. Well done to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, a decent prize.
Great.
Yeah, not like that muck they gave you on Larry's quiz. Well done to you. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Bye.
Thank you.